Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Brother Chanukah, everybody. Speak tonight also about Yom Chanukah. In YU this past week, Rabbi Herschel Reichman was giving out this clinchers that he published a long time. I can see it's an ancient Hebrew typewriter. It's almost like a relic. It says, clinchers in Yom HaChanukah, chidushim ha'aros b'Yom HaChanukah, yotzer ha'adei beis ha'medrish de Queens. A long time ago, he had a beis ha'medrish in Queens. He must have found somewhere. So, it's from him, and from Yosef Onetsky, and all of Rachel, and Rabbi Onetsky. Anyway, Kislev Tavshin Mem. So it's almost 40 years ago. Okay. Anyway, so I just want to say over, to begin saying over, part of the sheet, say over something that he presented over here in the, actually the first essay, in this little kuntres, and then use it perhaps to understand something else, which La Halacha. The sugi begins, he begins with the sugi Amdav Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. The Shabbos, that's really the very beginning of the Chanukah sugi. As we know, Chanukah is not mentioned, there's no Masechta about Chanukah, it's not really mentioned in Mishnayos other than incidentally in a handful of places. But the details of Chanukah are found in the second parak of Shabbos, that's the parak by Mehmed Likin. It talks about Shabbos candles, what you can use for Shabbos candles, so then the Gemara goes off into what you can use for Chanukah candles. And here's what begins, on the bottom of Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Psilos u'shmonim she'amur chachamim ein madlikin b'hem b'shabbos, those types of wicks and oils which are not allowed to use for Shabbos candles, okay, and we're talking about the types, you know, because they'll flicker, they don't burn well, okay, so also ein madlikin b'hem b'chanukah, you're not allowed to use them for Chanukah candles either, b'hem b'shabbos b'hem b'chol, whether it's Shabbos Chanukah tomorrow night or even tonight or Tuesday night or whatever of Chanukah, whatever you can't use for Shabbos candles, also can't use for Chanukah candles. So says Rav Huna, I'm a rabbah. My time, why? Because my time, what's his logic? It's chosovar kovso zokokwa. Because he holds, kovso rashi, kovso ner Chanukah, if the ner Chanukah blows out, let's say one of the kids bangs into it, or the one opens the door, window, and it blows out, kovso zokokwa. Rashi zokokwa takona, you have to fix it, you have to relight it. He holds, if the candle blows out, you have to relight it. So you gotta use wicks that are gonna burn, oil that's gonna burn properly. Otherwise, it's likely to go out. It may go out, and then you won't relight it, and you have a problem. That's what he holds. Okay, number one. Number two, umuta lishtamish laori. He says that on Shabbos, he's allowed. You're allowed to use the light of the all week long. You're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles. According to him, you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles for your own needs. Not only are we allowed to use them, but we have a problem. On Shabbos, there's a concern. You're not allowed to read by the light of a candle. You remember from Hilchos Shabbos, because you'll tilt it, you'll add oil to it, and so on. So we're afraid if you use the Ner Chanukah to read by, so then, if it flickers and not going well, so you'll add to it. You'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll add to it. So that's why you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use it on Shabbos because of this problem. You'll read by it, because he says you're allowed to read by the light of the Chanukah candles. So you'll be learning or reading something by the light of the, read a paper by the light of the Chanukah candles, and it's Shabbos, and you start flickering, you'll forget that it's Shabbos, you start playing with it, so therefore you're not allowed to do that. And on weeknight, that's not a problem. On Tuesday night, you can fix it, but there's a different problem. It goes out, Kovzo Zokoklo. That's what he holds. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. We'll come back to him in a second. Rav Chista Amar, Madlikin Ben Mechol Avalo B'Shabbos. Rav Chista says, no, those types of wicks and oils, you can use them on the weeknights of Chanukah, just not on the Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Not on why? Because Kosovar, he holds, Kovsa Ein Zokokwa. He says, if the Chanukah candles blow out, you don't have to relight it. Hilchok Bechol Shari, if it blows out, blows out. You don't want it to blow out, but if it does, it's not the end of the world. Okay, it'll blow out, it'll blow out. That's why Tuesday night or on Sunday night, you can use this other wicks. But he agrees, Mutal Ishtamish Lor, but he agrees you're allowed to use the light of the candle. So therefore, on Shabbos night, it's a problem. Again, because you're going to be using those lights, and then you'll flicker, you'll forget that it's Shabbos. He says, on Shabbos, don't use them. The same way you don't use the Shabbos candles, don't use the Chanukah candles on Shabbos either. Okay? And then Amar B'Zer, Amar Rav Masav, Amar B'Zer, Amar Rav. Okay, we have the sheet of Rav. He holds Psilos now on our base. Psilos is shmonim shavacham and malikim of Shabbos malikim ben mechanekem ben mechol ben Shabbos. He says we're not allowed to use on Shabbos. That's a din in Shabbos only. You can use those Hanukkah candles, those types of oils and wicks for Hanukkah candles, whether on Shabbos of Hanukkah, whether on the weeknights of Hanukkah. Why? So what's his reason? Because he Amar Yemim, my time of the Rab. Why does Rab hold that? Because he Kasava number one kavsa ein zokokwa. Nobody holds that if it blow out, you don't have to relight it. So you'll use the wicks that don't burn so well. Hopefully it won't blow out. If they don't, no big deal. Okay? And he holds the also is Tamish Lori. He's not allowed to use the light. We're not have to worry about a guy reading by the light of the Hanukkah candles until they're not allowed to use them anyway. You can't use the Hanukkah candles for your own personal use. That's how we pass it. We say it in our Hanukkah Salah, right? Ain Lon Rishus Lishtamish Mohan Lor Samavad, right? That's what we have for the Paschim. You're not allowed to use them anyway. So that's the Shita of Rab. Rashi says, why Shehenika Shehen Nimitz Malekka Lamechaz Ocharei? Rashi says, because you're not allowed to use them because that should be clear that it's for Mech Hanukkah. That's a side point. I mentioned this a few times in Mashiach this week. We forget, you know, in the olden days, people lit candles at night all year long. Why? Because that's how you could see, right? You have electric light. So every night of the year, you light, every night, not Shabbos, so every night you would light candles in your house, be able to see around the room. So therefore, you have to make sure that it's known that this is not your regular light. So therefore, that's what Rashi said. That's why not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles to read the paper, even to learn by, right? Because then it's not. Then it looks like it's your regular light. So you light all year long. All right. Anyway, then the Gemara says it's a side point. Amru Rabbanan Kamei Dabai Mishmei Debiyemim Velo Kimla Kiasa Rabbanan Rabbanan Kamei Dabai Mishmei Debiyochan Vekimla. Okay, Abaye heard this. If they didn't believe it's true, then they said, here it is true. Omer is Akai Gemirtis L'Shmita L'Shmaita Mikara. Okay, I wish I would have heard this earlier from Rav. Fine. Oh, Gamar, what are you learning now? What's the difference? Nafkinila Gisi Yakusa. Because when you're younger, you remember things that you heard better. I wish I remember this. I wish I heard this when I was younger. I remember this then. Okay. Then the Gemara asks, the Kavsa Ein Zokokwa, is that true that we paskin that if it blows out, you don't have to relight it? Reminu Mitzvosa Mishatishka Chama Chatich L'Regam L'Shuk. The Gemara says that the Hanukkah candle is supposed to burn starting from Shkia, sunset, or sunset means stars come out, okay, not a Rishonah, Ad Shetich Levegam Rashuk, until there's no more people walking around the street. So my love, the Kav Sahada Madlikla, doesn't that mean it has to burn from then to then? So doesn't that mean that if it blows out, you have to relight it, right? The Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. Hello, the Elo Adlik Madlik, it means that you can light any time during that slot, you can that window, you can begin to light. Not so any time from here to there, it doesn't mean you have to burn all the time, it means from there. Or Inami Lashura, or it means it's coming to tell you in the past like both. Well, okay. Inami Lashura, meaning, as Rashi says, Shiyehei Boshemen Kishira Zeh. That's how much oil you have to put in. That's to potentially burn for that time. That's enough oil to burn for that time. When Kavsa ain't talking about that, it blows out, it blew out. But you can't light only with a tiny drop of oil that's only good for 4 minutes. Now you can't do. Okay. So that's the sugya. That is the sugya, the beginning of...
use that oil the next day.
Whatever's left, you can use the next day. Yeah. The question was, do we have to kind of do it? Okay, good. So that's the sugya in Shabbos. Chof Aleph Manav. We're going over to Chof Aleph Amud Beis with the Rashi. Good. And that's how we paskin. Did I bring it? That's how we paskin the halacha. The Rambam paskin the halacha. That's how long the candles have to burn. It's in Hilchos Chanukah. Technically called Megillah of Chanukah because he puts those two together. There are four prokim, two prokim on Purim and two prokim on Chanukah. The Chanukah is the end. And eventually we'll get there. Perek Dalet halacha hey. So, all right.
There has to be enough oil to burn the entire period from A to B.
Yeah, but what is that? Rambam says, "Ein madlik kineres Chanukah mekodesh shtishka chama ela im shkiyasa lo machmo lo magdimen." First, he said sunset, not early, not late. His opinion is that like sunset. And we, many Rishonim, Ashkenazi Rishonim, many of them say it means say so called even shkiya. Okay, those people follow around on light as shkiya if they can, and if not, you can light it a little bit later and so on. Ashe kifle regam ashuk, so there are no more people in the street. The kama huzman zeh kemo chatzishah. That's half an hour. It's around half an hour. That is just kemo chatzishah. Oh yes, a little more than half an hour. About a half hour. That's where the half hour's man comes from. It says kemo chatzishah. I pointed out also kemo. You know, a lot of people make a fuss. I just talked to somebody just now. You know, the Rambam says when it comes to waiting for the milchigs after flesh, he says kemo sheishos, right around 6 hours. So that's some people say it means only into the 6th hour. If they're minhagim, 5 plus. Into the 6th hour, or at least into the second half of the 6 hours, a little more than 5.5 hours. These are shitas on the books. The Miri also writes, but he writes 5 hours. Okay, they're different shitas. But it could well be the Pasha says the Rambam wrote Kamo Chatzi Shah. They didn't have such precise watches and times, you know. Oh, we have a watch today. It'll tell you it's 10:32 and 16 seconds. An hour. They don't have it. They're Kamo, about a half an hour, you know. That's what he meant over there, about 6 hours. 6 hours on the clock, the guy's going to wonder. There. No, that's probably what he meant. But anyway.
What do people do to tell the afraid of it? They light after everyone. Because it's dark later. No, even it was home. I mean, no one's coming up from the church. There's no technical consumer needs to. Because it's not a clock or anything, whatever. I'm not sure. No, that's a different question.
He's talking about where, you know, a friend of mine, the guy's not in Mashul, Ian, told me he grew up in South Africa. He said he was very rarely home for Hanukkah because he was in camp. He was always in summer camp. But he said he was always home. That's during the school year. But Hanukkah is not home. That's interesting. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't look at it. I assume, again, today anyway, we assume the Iker person when he says indoors. Anyway, so they lied to whatever at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah, but we have that product with Bikas Chametz, right? Nowadays, they've already changed the clocks. They don't stop at Bikas Chametz at 8:30, you know. Yeah. Okay, anyway. But that's the background. That's the one. That's the Rambam Pasuk Halacha to half an hour. And that's what it says as well in the Shulchan Aruch, in the top Reish Ayin Beis, it says Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, the same thing. It's half an hour. Okay, that's the Shir. Okay. So with that in mind now, I want to look at the following question. Tosus, yes, on Chaf Aleph Mud Aleph. The Gemara said, the first Shita, let's look for a moment at the first Shita. That's Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the first Shita. He said that the whatever wicks and candles he can't use on Shabbos, he can't use them on Hanukkah either. Neither during the week of Hanukkah, not Shabbos Hanukkah either. Why? Because Rav said, because he holds, number one, Kovs HaZokah, when it blows out, you have to realize it. Number two, he holds you're allowed to use it, so we have a Shabbos concern, he'll use it on Shabbos, forget that it's Shabbos, and he'll tinker with it, oil, he'll fix the flame, and so on. The Tosafot, yes, 1 second. And Tom, I'm a Nole the Rava, the Sover of Huna, the Mutar is Tamish Laura. Why did he have to, how does he know? We assume the halacha that also is Tamish, like again, we say in our neighbor's halo, ain't Lana Rashut is Tamish, man, that's also is Tamish Laura. And then later, Gemara says, you're not supposed to. So why does Rav Huna insist that maybe, why does Rava insist that Rav Huna holds Mutar is Tamish Laura? Dilma, Had the Amar the Ein Madlikim Yeshabes Mishum the Sover, Kavs HaZakakla. Once you give the reason of Kavs HaZakakla, means if it burnt, if it extinguished, it went out, you have to relight it. So that'll explain why you shouldn't use these oils, neither during the week, nor on Shabbos either. Because Shabbos is even a bigger problem, because you won't be able to relight it. It causes alcohol, it's going to be Shabbos. Right? You can't relight it. So why you shouldn't? So what do you have to bring in the other reason for? That's the discussion. What did the Rav have to bring the other reason? Well, maybe holds also a Shabbos aura, but still you can't use it. Why did Rav have to insist that if Huna holds that it's mutter l'shtamish, you can use the light of the Hanukkah candles, therefore on Shabbos you have this problem of reading by the light of a candlelight, you'll tilt it and so on. Forget that. Let's say holds it's also l'shtamish l'or, so therefore there's no problem. But there'll still be, you shouldn't use such candles and wicks for not only weekday but for Hanukkah, because kavs hazakah, you won't be able to relight it. That's Tosin's kasha. What do you have to give that reason for? It's Tosin's answer. Tosin's answer. It just says that the technical presentation, he says it's also bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. He should have just said it's also, period. What do you have to distinguish? It sounds like there are two different reasons. That's his point. Okay? Came with the chad timer, it was one answer. And I have a l'neimer, ein madlik in stam. The kamar, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, shema. Since he said, what?
There's no question.
Right.
He just said you can't use it. Well, maybe you could use it for this, maybe you could use it.
Okay, but he's saying, if it would have just said it in one fell swoop, would have just said you're not allowed to use it. So, and for the same reason, if there's one reason, he just should have said it's also to use it, and here's the reason. But since he said, Bein Bechol, Bein Bechabes, that's an implication, according to Moses, that are two different reasons. That Shabbos is another. Levad mitam chol. Aside from the Kovs HaZokah Klal, there's another problem on Shabbos. It's if he's saying, it's basically according to Tosus, it really is only one reason. The main reason is Kovs HaZokah Klal. In addition, on Shabbos, you have the other problems. You know, and he implies from the language that Rav Huna understood that there was Rav Huna said was a different reason, because Bein Bechol Bein Shabbos. Now Shabbos is on top of that reason, another reason. Okay, so says Tosis. Okay, namely Shema Yata, you'll tilt the thing. In Cain, Sober the Mutzli Shamash Ora. Okay, that Adkan, that's all we need from the Tosis so far. That is the position of Tosis. The Ramban. So in other words, Kav Sezokuk law applies on a weekday and on Shabbos, and therefore that's really the Ikka reason, and on Shabbos, on top of that, there's another reason. The Chiddush Ramban, there in Shabbos, writes, Yom HaMasa Hod Amrin, and I'm saying that, Chav Aleph Medbeis. He says, or really it's Chav Aleph Amad Aleph, he writes, Chav Aleph Amad Aleph, he writes, Hod Amrin Kav Sezokuk law, it's Kashali, Minolan Sein Kashas Tosos, Minolan Shemutal Ishtamash Ore, Dilma Av Peshabbos Eimad Likin Ben, Lefisha Kav Sezokuk law, the Shabbos, Yav Shali Zokuk law. I'm just saying, Kav Sezokuk law. If it blows out, you have to relight it. Shabbos, you can't relight it. So he says, Ika Lemeimai, gives a different territory. The Sphere of Talmudah came into the Shabbos, Evshur Lizakek law. Lo Chashinen, Omadlikin Bechalashmanen. Because in the Gemara holds, one second, since on Shabbos it's not possible to relight it. Shabbos, you're not allowed to relight something on Shabbos. So therefore, I would think you could argue that it doesn't matter really which light to use, because we don't have to worry. During the week, you have to relight it. But Shabbos, you can't relight it. So on Shabbos, it should be okay to use whatever wicks. Because Mistami says, I mean, it's not automatic that they're going to go out. Most of the time, they don't. But Alpha Peace should put on them, should cover the Yichbuslam. And what he said here is words. The Shabbos, Laman, the Amar Kavs Zakuk law, if you hold, like Rav Huna, that Kavs Zakuk, you have to relight it if it's extinguished. Okay, so that, you know, Shabbos, the Shabbos, Laman, the Amar Kavs Zakuk law, according to that Mandamar, Shabbos is Dina Shabbos Lechol, Laman, the Amar Kavs Ain Zakuk law. Okay, that's the equivalent Shita, on a weekday, Kavs Ain Zakuk law. Since on a weekday, if we according to Rav or later, we pass in Kofsa Ein Zakuk law, or also, we pass in Kofsa Ein Zakuk law. Therefore, it's okay to use these other oils and wicks because they don't have to be relit anyway. So that Shita Af Peshabbos came, this Mandam or Rav Huna, and everybody else will agree that on Shabbos is okay. In other words, it's equivalent. You don't have to relight it. In other words, right, you don't have to relight it, but effectively, because you can't relight it. So therefore, you don't have to relight it. Therefore, you could theoretically use those things. That's why you have to give the other tariffs, but he holds Mutul Ishtamish L'Ora, so that is a different reason why you can't use on Shabbos. So the fundamental machokas here, Tosin Ramban. Okay, again, Tosus held that really, you're right, Kofs and Zakuk law, it's a problem on a weekday, it's a problem on Shabbos, and that's why you can't use these oils and wicks. By the way, on Shabbos, there's another problem also on top of that. And how do we know that's what Rav Huna holds? Because he expressed it that way. He said, on Shabbos, on weekday, and on Shabbos, so Mashma is another reason. But the first reason applies. The Ramban says, no, the first reason doesn't apply. The Ramban says, a Kofs and Zakuk law, okay, on Shabbos, okay, Kofsa Zakuk law is the equivalent of Kofsa Ein Zakuk on a weekday. The Hainu, that since you can't relight it, so then it's okay to use those oils and wicks. That's why I didn't give a different tariff. That's the Machokas, Tosna Rabban. Yeah? Okay, and again, the Rabban says that Kofsa Zakuk law, but on Shabbos you can't relight it. Okay, so therefore, since there's going to be no relighting, so therefore it's parallel. So on a weekday when there's no relighting. On a weekday there's no relighting. If you hold the other sheet, the Kofsa Ein Zakuk law. So on a weekday, it's okay to use those wicks and oils because if they blow out, they blow out. So he says, well, Shabbos, the same thing. If they blow out, that's what they're supposed to do. You can't relight them on Shabbos. So what's the problem? Okay, so you know, they're not going to, again, we must understand, it's not that automatically going to blow out. It's a concern, they might. Okay, if it does, it does. So that's the same thing on Shabbos, according to him. If it does, it does. What can you do? You can't relight it. So therefore, that reason doesn't apply. Maybe it comes to the other reason. Okay. So that's the Machlokes Tosus and the Chiddush Ramban. Just as a side point, it's interesting, the Pnei Yehoshua.
How do we know how each one derives what they derive?
We don't. We're suggesting. Well, the Gemara says for the reasons here, but what we're suggesting here, what the Tosus and Ramban are suggesting, what's behind it. I just want to point out the Pnei Yehoshua on this Tosus and Shabbos, on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, raise a different problem. I glossed over it on purpose. quickly, but let's look back in Rashi. Rashi said on the bottom of Chof Aleph Mar Aleph, what does Chof Zokukor mean? Okay, you're supposed to relight it, right? So relight it. What's the problem? That's all you're supposed to relight it. If you were afraid, okay, Hilchot Tzorach Lechatchila La'asik Zofe. Let's assume for a moment, Kofza Zokukla, you have to relight it. Good. Use these cheapo wicks, okay? And if they blow out, relight it. Right? You have to relight it. So relight it. I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about the week.
Yes.
So relight it. But yet the Gemara says, oh, no, you better not use those because you have to relight it. So relight it.
You may forget it,
Shabbos. Oh, now you're going to weekday. Now, so I would think you may forget. You'll be busy. You'll be in another room. You'll be somewhere else, right? Even on a weekday, right? Even on a weekday, Kofza Zokukla, and I'll use these wicks and oils because they may blow out. So it blows out, so relight it. So I would have said, oh, okay, you'll forget, you won't notice, something like that. That's what Rashi said.
You won't notice the Shabbos?
No, forget Shabbos. Tuesday night. Tuesday night, Kofza Zokukla, you have to relight it. The Gemara says, therefore, don't use these lousy wicks.
Right.
Because it might blow out. So it'll blow out, so you'll relight it. What's the problem? It's Tuesday. What's the problem? I would have said, yeah, but you won't notice. You'll forget. You'll be busy. That's what I would have said. That's not right, yeah?
It's an inferior mindset because you're not...
That's it, because that's not the best. Okay, could be. Won't be hither. But Rashi is something different. Rashi says, therefore, lechatchila tzorch lechatchila yosofen, dilma posha below misakima. You'll violate the din. You won't fix it. Posha, on purpose. That's what he says. That's what Rashi says. So Pesach was bothered by that. Okay, sure. There was Amarava. My time in the Huna Kesavah comes on. Here, Rashi, I should know a Pasha. The Chorus, Fas, yes, sir. Rashi, you don't know overboard here. Pasha. Oh, I don't care. That's what he's going to say. Well, he says, the Pshitas have most of the first today. The Chashin and Shema Yishkach. I would have said, he'll forget. You know, I'll be busy. He'll be preoccupied. Supper, whatever. Forget about it. Forget to relight it. Anir was there. What? The Rashi, Bola, Yashav, Kushin, Atosus. Rashi was sent to the Tosafot of Kasha, Lomdus on Pei Yeshua. He says, the Menola in time of the Runa B'Shabbos, from the Mutl Sham Shor, Dilma B'Shabbos, Namim Shun, the Kofza Zokukla, the Kosher came, also Tvei came in the B'Shabbos, the Tosafot Kasha, right? Well, what do I mean? Once you say Kofza Zokukla, what do you need the other reason for? Obviously, it's an even bigger problem on Shabbos, you won't be able to relight it. Yeah? So likely explains later. El HaKochak, the Peshitah, the Talmud, the Lekula Alma, Im Kofza Ba'onus, the Yishkach with the Fakim, less than, but apparently, if it blows out, not that you intentionally lit it in a place where it's windy, but you know, it blew out, it happens, right? You know, owners, and you forget. That's okay. We never said people are humans, right? Came with the stomach, lo shchiach, that don't go out. I mean, what? You have to worry all the time it's going to go out? The stomach, they won't go out. Yeah, if you use his inferior, so they might, but he says, lo shchiach, it's not so common, shchiach. Okay, for example, he says, the Hobbit Shabbos, the Almanami Lassum, Shum Hai Chashosha, the Shemi Yechavi Spato, Shalom Bayez, let's say Shabbos candles, regular Shabbos candles, forget Hanukkah. Okay, why did the Gemara have to give a reason? Don't use this type of oil on Shabbos, forget Hanukkah now, regular Friday night. Because, you know, you may read by the light, just say your lights will blow out and you won't be Mekayim Hadlokka, says Shabbos, Shalom Bayez. Evidently, says the Pesach, they weren't really worried that it's going to blow out. Okay, it's not that common a thing. Biza al karchach the ikar time the Rav Huna the oser bechol hanim mishum shema yivshem alisakin. Okay, therefore he said not that you'll forget. That's why he says posha you won't do it. Mishum the oser lemiti you'll think that kavsa ain't zakukah. You'll think what's up shia? You'll think you don't need to relight it, and that's wrong. Okay, ubeb zakukah. You can't lo shaya high time of the Shabbos. You understand? So the Sefer Yeshua says that. That's why Rashi says you'll be what's your pshia. Not that you'll say, oh, I don't care about the law. You'll think it's okay. Now you won't know the din. You'll think that it's okay to leave it without relighting it, when really you're supposed to relight it. In Kalo Shai Chai Tam Shabbos, came in the Efshala Hadlik, okay? But on Shabbos, we're not worried about that, because you can't relight it anyway. Well, then Mezokoko, I'm sorry, in Kalo Yipo Anasu, came in the Shir Shirwa, Lekko Nechosbe, but on Shabbos, that's not a concern. That pshia of, oh, I thought that didn't want, it's not relevant on Shabbos because you can't write it anyhow. Therefore, on Shabbos, you have to have the other reason. That's the prayer Shul's wonders. Okay, take or leave it. It's a different analysis. And our Shah Shul said in the back also says, I'll read him, he's not as complicated as this. Prayer Shul is our lumbus, right? But right, you understand the prayer Shul saying? And the prayer Shul says that what's the pshia? If it went out, take it by accident. We're not concerned, but the pshia is a person won't know the din. He'll make a mistake. He'll think he doesn't have to relight it. And that's the concern. That's why it says pshia. The pshia will be you won't know the halacha properly, and you won't relight it when you're supposed to. But that's not a concern on Shabbos. I'm saying that's only because Shabbos you can't relight it anyhow.
So why would that be while well, she's thinking if that in fact is the halacha to get over lighting?
No, but he's talking in Rapuno who says he do relight it.
He's just talking in that world.
Anyway, just a different, and Rashi didn't want to say Kataken accent, we wouldn't bother. That's not the concern. Okay, the Rashash on that same Rashi has the same kasha. And the Chof Aleph on Aleph. He says, "Hein Rabim Omdu." We saw in the Pnei Shul. He says, "Many raised the question. Lama Dik Lafar Jimalei Abba Zodon." Kosher the Heich Shaych Lomar Shivatu Chazal Ato Bevada Mitzvah the Lokas Nechanake. Okay, Mishum Chashash Sofek Shema Lo Yadle Kishen Tichbe. He says it's different. He said he has a different approach. He says let's say that's all this guy has is cheap oil. Okay, so we're going to tell the guy to Mevato and Mitzvah don't light. Sorry, can't. That's all he has. So we're going to tell him don't light Nechanake and Mevato the whole Mitzvah because of a Chashash. Maybe it's going to blow out. Okay, so therefore he says, that's what he says. Okay, anyways, and he has other places where they raise that question. So he says, maybe that's what they were going on here. That's what another concern is a Shia. Okay, possible. Yeah. Iker nearer the Loshon, then he says, after all, he says, Iker Rash doesn't mean Pshia in a bad way. It means the guy make a mistake. He says the whole kasha doesn't go off the ground. It doesn't mean on purpose the guy. It means it'll happen. A mistake will happen. That's all. Okay. Vilma Pasha, Yishkach, Vyavala Deta. He'll forget, and that'll lead him to Mivato and Mitzvah. That's the Pshia. Okay. Anyway, that was his little side point. Anyway, I have Machokas. I'll go back to Machokas, the Ramban, and Tosos. I'd like to read to you this, Rabbi Rachman, in this piece suggested. He says, what's the soul of this Machokas, Ramban, and Rashi? Again, and Tosef. Again, to refresh our memory. We have a din, we don't pass it, but within Rav Huna. In the world of Rav Huna, we're talking about Kovsa Zokakov, the neighbor's Chanukah extinguished, you got to relight them, okay? And therefore, you shouldn't use these cheap wicks and oils that may go out because, you're already in a position of having to relight them. Either because you'll forget, let's learn like the Rashash. You'll forget, you'll be busy, you'll forget. Okay, never mind, Pesha. He said that's a Rash, man, Rash doesn't mean Pesha. You'll forget, human being, you'll forget. So, and on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use those wicks and those either for Shabbos Chanukah. Why not? Because you may be reading by it and you'll tilt to it. So Tosas is. What do you need that second reason? It's the same thing. Kofsa Zalka Kwa.
Right. You'll forget it's Shabbos?
You'll forget that it's Shabbos. Yeah. But what do you need that reason for? Once you say Kofsa Zalka Kwa, that's enough of a reason to say what? That don't use those. That finish. That applies to Shabbos. That applies to weekday. The Tosas give a text. You're right. The Gemara, there's another reason also on Shabbos why you can't. That reason is true. Kofsa Zalka Kwa. And besides that, also worried about your Shema Yata. You'll play with it on Shabbos. But besides, and he is medayik because his language of bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol implies that Shabbos as an additional reason. Okay, but the Ramban says no. The Ramban says that kovsa zokoklo doesn't apply on Shabbos. On Shabbos we treat it like ein zokoklo. On Shabbos because since you can't relight it, you can't la halacha. So therefore, the Ramban is saying, but pasuk on Shabbos kovsa ein zokoklo. Well, we'll treat it like kovsa ein zokoklo. Now, 1 second. By kovsa ein zokoklo, then it's okay to use those oils and wicks because they don't have to relight it anyway. That's why you can't relight it. But that's why they come up with the second reason, right? The reason they play with it on Shabbos, shamayate. Fine. So he says like this. Nir lahazri yisod ha-machoz and Ramban and Tosfos like this. He says, let's find this in here now. The fact that on Shabbos everybody agrees ein zokoklo. The Matthias says that it's also to fix it on Shabbos. Okay, that's why they want to need the other reason. So he says, really, I'm going to find it right here. Yesh lahazber adin shal kof hazokah beis ofanim. What does it mean, kof hazokah, Rav Huna? What does that mean? You have to relight it. Why? The one possibility is, shima ner kof hazolifnesh and ishal mashir, if the candle burns out before the half hour, okay, had locker harishona harishalavatola. That was an invalid locker. So what you were saying, that maestro had locker was no good. That maestro locker was no good. It burned out. You got to learn a half. Got to work a half hour. It burned out. It may not be your fault, but the maestro, it didn't do the mitzvah. Right? He said the first hadlaka rishon. I said about tala. Kevin shaner lo doko kol zman ashir. And now you have to kavsa zokok. What means you have to relight it. In effect, to start the mitzvah anew. You got to start the mitzvah over again. The first ma'isa mitzvah didn't count. That's one way to look at it. Or beis shafilu im haner lo doko kashir. Hadlaka rishon lo isal about tala. You can't say that the first ma'isa mitzvah was not a ma'isa. It was. You had enough oil in there. Okay, you can't say that the ma'isa mitzvah was levatola. The first ma'isa was levatola. But rather, you didn't fully do the mitzvah because it didn't burn all the way. We're not undoing your ma'isa mitzvah. At the time you had kavana and you had all the right kavanas. Sometimes you get in the mail.
You had to add the first part to the second part.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. According to this approach, what does kavsa zakukla mean? Okay, since you fell short of a half hour, okay, so now relight it to finish up the original mice. That's right.
Good.
Your first one's good.
There's a break in between.
Yeah. So he says like this. He says, so what's that's the two ways to look at it. There's two ways to look at kavsa zakukla. Either the first mice hamitzvah is no good and gone, so you can dismiss it because he didn't make it. Right? It's not your fault. Oh. So he says like this. He says he has two nafkaminas between these two things. Okay, one is what you just said. You have to make a bracha on the second time. Okay, if you hold that the idea that this second time is like a new lighting because the first one didn't count. Okay, so you have to make a bracha. Okay, you have to make a bracha. On the other hand, if you hold that the second time is just a completion of the first thing, the first bracha counted.
Why can't you light without the bracha?
Okay, Echanami, but I'm just saying, would there be even a discussion about making a bracha? According to the first approach, that the original Maisad Luck was no good, so okay, now you got to do a new bracha. It's a bracha of Atal, not your fault. Not your fault, but it happens. You better make a new bracha. But according to the second approach, that the Kavsa Zaka, I mean, just to finish up the Maisad, it goes back to the first bracha, make no new bracha. So claim, that's one nafkamina. Okay, then he says, okay, that maybe there's another nafkamina. He says, do you have to put more oil in so that the second Maisa will burn the full half hour? In other words, do you only have to relight it to get to the last 10 minutes? You missed, let's say, burn for 20 minutes and it blew out. So you only have to just relight whatever's there to finish up? Or no, the first Maisa don't count at all, so the new Maisa now needs you to put more oil. It's got to burn a full half hour.
New broker, so
so that's the two. Those are the two things.
Well, that's
two. Good. Okay, now he says that could be the machlokas on Barantosis. Here's what he says. As we'll see in a moment, we don't pass him like the sheet anyways. It was all very interesting learning, but we don't pass him comes as well. I'm going to try. Let me finish up, and then I'll tell you what I say. Okay, but this is what the Rechon's writing. He said, now I come back to our Barantosis. So he says like this. He says that according to Tosis, that Kavsa Zakukla, he says, means that the first. That the first lighting was not good at all. In other words, there's no difference. We don't find any difference in halacha between Shabbos and Chol in terms of Ner Chanukah. There's no difference. Okay, it's the same Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, so according to Tosas, that Kavsa Zakukla, he wants to argue that Kavsa Zakukla means that the original hadlaka was no good. All right, the original hadlaka was no good, whether on weekday or Chanukah. A weekday on Shabbos, and if we should really have to relight it, on a weekday you do have to relight it. Shabbos, you're stuck. Okay, you have no way to relight it. Okay, but Mikar Din, Kavsa Zakukla. All right, I'm stuck. What can I do? But Lamaisa, Mikar Din, you have to relight it. That's the sheet of Tosas. That's because Tosas says Kavsa Zakukla. And that's why you better not use those wicks and oils, that this is going to be a problem. Why did the Gemara give a different reason to Tosas? That was an additional reason. But the original reason still applies, just like it applies on Tuesday night of Hanukkah, it applies on Friday night of Hanukkah, namely, Kavsa Zakukla, and you have to, otherwise the first Ma'isa Mitzvah is no good. However, the Ramban says, that no, the first Hadlaka was not no good, it wasn't Levatala. Okay, Kavsa Zakukla means you have a Chiyuv to finish up the Mitzvah. So therefore, on Shabbos, when you can't, we'll finish the mitzvah. You can't finish it because Shabbos. You can't continue, okay? Because also to light the candles because it's Shabbos, okay? So you
don't have to because you can't.
That's right. And it becomes as if you don't have to. You are mekayem the mitzvah already. You were Mekayim HaMitzvah. You're not going to tell the guy I wasn't Mekayim HaMitzvah. You were Mekayim, just like that comes to Ein Zakukla, you were Mekayim HaMitzvah earlier. So therefore, the Ramban holds that you are mekayim the mitzvah here too. You can't finish it. Oh, okay, I can't do it. What should I tell you? And we treat it like kavsa ein zakukol. That's how he wants to say in the Ramban. Okay, that's what he wants to say in the Ramban. So he has that, and again, it may relate to presumenisa. Maybe that's why you're supposed to try and finish it. That's a side point. Okay, but he says so. Nafkamina will be again with regards to bracha. According to Ramban, you don't need a new bracha because it's just a continuation. According to us, so you wouldn't need a new bracha. Okay, and in terms of the shir, the Ramban would say the second hadlaka doesn't need no new half hour worth of oil. No, he would say that's what he says. Okay. So that's his I love this interesting one.
Another nafkamina. Yeah. If you light.
Yeah.
Every Shabbos you light.
Oh, yeah. And it blew up before Shabbos.
Blew out before
very
Shabbos.
Good. Excellent. That's my concept. Very good. Very good.
So you light it again.
Okay, well, let's see. So made, that's what I said. Made the pen on it. Yeah. Adkan was over right. But I want to bring it. But we have to do. I'm sorry, we ask.
Is there any discussion? Does each candle have to burn a half an hour, or as a group, something?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Also, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha,
one takes over for the
yeah,
other.
So that's a further question. We say, which blew up? They all blew out. Just one. The other ones are hid there anyway. You don't need it. The basic mitzvah there should be. So there is a discussion about that. I'll go to that in a second. Before we get to that, though, okay, now let's talk about Friday. Okay, Friday afternoon. So tomorrow afternoon. So we have to light early because, you know, we're on the Shabbos. You can't light on the Shabbos. So the question now is, what if it blows out? But before I get to that, what is we paskin lemaisa that kovsa ain zokokor to begin with? We don't paskin like this. We hold you don't have, it doesn't matter. We hold. Now, again, we paskin, that's the shita of Rav later on. We paskin kovsa ain zokokor. That's how we paskin Shulchan Aruch. Okay, if we look in the Tough Reish, Ayin Gimel.
It didn't burn on Hanukkah.
That's an even bigger problem. The first night is Hanukkah. But hold on. The Chaber writes in the Tough Reish, Ayin Gimel, Sidbeis, Hadlaka Osem Mitzah. The main thing is Hadlaka Lefichach, Im Kovsa, Kodem, Shavar Zman. If it blew out before the half hour is up, Ayin Ozokh, you don't have to relight it. Okay, you don't have to
relight it. Yeah, but that's the case during
the
week, you're lighting it.
Even during the week. Okay, so. Well, Shabbos also Hanukkah. It's the right night. Okay, good. Hold on. I can't see the difference. Hold on. But what now? I want to look like this. What does Kavsa Ein Zokokwa mean? You don't have to relight it. We gave two possible interpretations of Kavsa Zokokwa. Either the first Maisa Mitzvah didn't count at all, and if we have to do the whole Mitzvah over again, or no, the first Maisa Mitzvah counts, we have to complete it. So when we paskin the other way, what are we saying? Are we saying that just like Kavsa Zokokla meant that the first Maisa Mitzvah didn't count, so we paskin the other way. No, the first Maisa Mitzvah did count. But that could still say, yeah, but it did count, but you should still finish it. Right? It counted in terms of Yote, but it's not the Mitzvah of Shemusa. Or do we say, no, Kavsa, the other side was that Kavsa Zokokla meant the mitzvah counted, we have to finish it. Kav saying, Zokla means you don't have to finish it all. Forget about it. You're done. You see, I'm turning it around? I'm just saying that Kav Zokla can be the opposite. Right? Kav Zokla can either mean that the whole thing is off, okay? That just like Kav Zokla meant what? We had two interpretations. Either it meant that the first Maisa was undone, and if we got to redo the whole thing. Or that's the one where we said one way that tells us, or the Ramban, we suggest, no, it wasn't undone. The Kavra was Yotzin, but not B'Shemus, you have to complete it. So when we now don't paskin like that, we paskin Kavsa Ein Zokok, like we just read in the Shulchan Aruch, right? We paskin Kavsa Ein Zokok, what does that mean? What are we rejecting? We're rejecting approach A or approach B. If we're rejecting approach A, again, approach A was that Kavsa Zokok meant that the first Maisa Mitzvah didn't count. So we're rejecting that. We're saying Kavsa Ein Zokokla. No, the first Maisa Mitzvah did count. That still leaves room to say what? You should still finish it. If you hold that Kavsa, the way we paskin reject approach B, that approach B was Kavsa Zokokla meant Yotze, but you should finish it. So the opposite means Yotze and forget about it. So that's a question. What do we mean when we paskin Kavsa Ein Zokokla? So now, in terms of Shabbos, What about Tuesday night? What about Tuesday night? Okay, what about or tonight? It went out. So the Or Zeruah writes, and we shall discuss this matter, right? The Or Zeruah writes, in Shin Chof Beis, He says, the Alpha Gav, not talking about Shabbos now, talking about weeknight. Alpha Gav, the Paskis, the Kovsa Ein Zakukah, we Paskin Kovsa Ein Zakukah. Hainu Sheno Chayv Lahadlik Miyad. Aval Im Yadlik Miyad, Vada Nitalia. It's a good thing to do. You should relight it. You know, in other words, you're Yotze, but you should relight it. So that's one approach. That's what the Azura says is the approach of Kovsa Ein Zoka, we paskin Ein Zoka, but it's a good thing to do. You should relight it. The proper thing is to relight it. That's the proper thing is to relight it. The Rashba says the same thing in the Tshuva, but with a caveat, okay, and it relates to what we said before also. The Rashba and the Tshuva is even tough. Kuf lamed tes mechelik alav Azura's Rashba. Okay, but he raised this question. Masha amu gabe ner chanaka kovsa Ein Zoka. Okay, he was tinkering, sometimes you play with it and you knocked it out. Okay, that probably happened to all of us. Right? You're applying to tinker with the wick, you blew it out, right? So he said, Akavas of a shogi. Im chayv lahadlik pam shni alam. Do you have to bother or not? Bim yachs of a likena. And if you say yes, should you make a brocha? So there he says, Mistabra she'eno chayv lahadlika, da havalik a kavsa. If you want to do it, go ahead, but ain't a mevarech. Not with a bracha. Okay? If I go home now, whatever, notice, or when it's the last half hour, but I'll tell you, even within the half hour, I notice it blew out and I better relight. You don't make a new bracha. But again, you want to go ahead and relight, it's fine. So that's how the Rishonim hold, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules as well, as I said before. Okay? I'd look
close to mitzvah. Knock it out by lighting it.
Yeah, so that's what he's talking about.
He said,
but it's okay because it lived for a split second, and that's good enough. And so it says again, "Sim Topreish Ein Gimel Sif Beis Hadlokos Simisa Lefichah Kim Kovsa Kodem Shavu Zmana Eino Zaka Kla." Finish. You don't have to relight it. Okay. Now it's interesting because the Mishabru and the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masu,
it really wasn't lit. I mean, for a split second, it was lit and it went out because
But it doesn't matter.
Lighting, okay. For half an hour, you don't. Just don't bother altogether.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You can, but not with a bracha. Yeah. The Mishabura in the Bir Halacha.
It's not with a bracha before either.
Well, in start, you make a bracha.
Huh?
Yeah, but you don't make a bracha. No, but we said before. Right, but we said before. Right, but correct. No, but doesn't have to. After 30 minutes, all bets are off. You say you certainly wouldn't make a bracha because it's over. Okay. Here you can get the mitzvah. But we said before we mentioned Afkamin of a bracha, right? So, but the Mishabur, the one in the Bir Halacha, the one in Kof, said, this is a question you asked. He says that it's all about all the candles. Okay, Ein Zoka, he says, Hainu Afilu Kavu Kulu. If they all blew out. If they all blew out, sounds strange. But even if they all blew out, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, there's no Pursuing Nisa. But at the time you lit it, there was Pursuing Nisa. Now, okay, they all blew out. He says that. Anyway, the Mishabur, the Karton Chav Zion, here, writes, So I didn't read the Shulchan. If you want to go ahead and be machmer and light, okay, you know, you don't have to. Right after that point, the Mishabura says, "Achorim kasu the royal achmer." It's a good idea to relight it. The calling in every night. It's a good idea to relight it. Okay, now it's a good idea to relight it. But now that let's talk about first one other issue before I get to the Shabbos. Some Achorim raised this question. The Gemara has, later part of the sugya, this is a parenthetical, but I think it's interesting. On the Avchav Gimel and Aleph. In the olden days, they lit outside, right? So the Gemara says, towards the bottom of the page, Amar Huna, Chotzer, you lit by your courtyard, near the Shirab. Chotzer Sheyesho Beis Psachim. You have two doorways, there's a street here, you're in a corner, there's a street here, a street here. It says Rav Huna, Tzricha Shtei Neiris. Okay? You have to have candles on each side. Why? The Gemara goes in, Mishum Chashoda. It's like a marathon. So he's going to come back to this guy with my candles. They won't realize he lit it in the other window, by the other doorway. That's the issue, Mishum Chashoda. That's Chav Gimel Aleph. I don't want to read all the Rashi now, but it's a Chashoda. Then the Gemara says, who's the Chashoda? People know him. They're like, okay, it. But the bottom line, it's a problem of Chashoda. And we pass it
on.
Okay. But the Marisayan,
Marisayan was the big
guy. That's
the Marisayan.
Yeah, that's a different problem. Right. It's true. But anyway, we pass it on. Aloha. Chotri Sheshul Shnei Psochim. We say, look what Tzricha Shtei Neiros. Shalom Yomer Ha'over Baruch Zu Lo Enech Nechanakeh. We're worried about people grumbling. People like to start up, right? Okay? But that's how we're. And so far, it's like that. Tafresh Ayin Aleph, earlier, Simon, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Ches. Yeah, but from different directions. From the street. Yeah, mine was because I'm on a corner. I only like one place. We'll see why in a moment. The Shulchan Paskins Chotish Yesho Shnei Pesachim Shnei Ruchos Tzorech La'adik B'Shtein Ne'achashad. Okay. The Ramah adds Miu Bizman Hazeh. Shakula Madlikin Bifnim anyway, we light indoors anyhow, okay, and therefore we're not doing the heker for the Rishus HaRabim so much, doing it for the family inside. Even if you have two doors, you don't have to light in two different places. We're bailed out.
So Rishon Zalman, I saw
in a contemporary sefer, he says, even if you light outdoors, and I actually saw a lot of people light outdoors, okay, but Lamaisa, since many people light indoors, we don't have to worry about it. But anyway, why do I bring this up here? So if we're so worried about what the people are going to say, okay, so why do we come to Zakukwa? If it blows out, you better relight it. You know why? Because then I was going to say, hey, this guy never lit. Right? If it's within that time slot. So that's what some of the Achronim, it's a good question. Right? It's not Achronim, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in his parish on the Chumash, it's only on Bereshus and Shmos.
See the menorah day without a light.
You got to be able to see it. It's dark, right? We're used to electric light. The Beis Halevi raises this question. The Beis Halevi wrote a parish on the Torah, Bereshus and Shmos. So that's all there is. But at the end of Bereshus, he has a bunch of pages about Hanukkah. Because it comes up towards the end of the Sefer Bereshus. So on page, Chavis Ayin Aleph, and this is the standard edition. There are new editions. He said, V'nei l'chor kosher, l'achma adama s'vila kofsa ain't zokokor. My shlova, how they're going to chotze sheishol shei psochem, tzvi chashtei neres, chazeh chashoda, right? Well, there's also be a chashoda. You better relight it, okay? So he says, maybe you could tell it was lit before. Anyway, he says, we only say chashoda with regards to what he calls the ikar mitzvah. We don't apply it. When you do the mitzvah originally, it should be done in a way there's no chashoda. But if something went wrong, we're not going to start saying, oh, well, it was chashoda. I mean, you know, you can't, the double shem sof, right? This guy did the right thing. He lit it. Now it blew out later. So now we think, because of chashoda, should we light it? That far we don't take it. Okay? He says, there it goes.
You wouldn't know that he didn't light it.
Right, okay, but it doesn't matter. The chazal will not go there chashoda in that situation. Okay? All right, that's his territory. The others give a different tarot. The Chochma Shlomo, I don't know if I have it here. And Tofresh Ayin Aleph in that earlier simon. You have a page here. Let's see, I'll find it. Tofresh Ayin Aleph Sif. Where is it now? Oh, I just wrote the end of Tofresh Ayin Aleph. Here it is. The long piece of Chochma Shlomo. All right, I'm not going to read it. It's too lengthy to mess. I'm going to deal with that question. But getting back to our issue now, let's talk about Shabbos. So let's say the blow, since after all, it's Shabbos day, right? So let's say Taka blows out, okay? Yes. On tomorrow, let's say you lit at 4 o'clock. And at 4:15, it's still before Shkia. Okay, I don't know what the book is minus.
Well, wait a minute. If you lit Shabbos candles, you can't do it.
Okay, let's say you didn't light it yet.
What time is it?
4:20. So it's 4, you lit the Shabbos candles at 4 o'clock. At 4:10, you notice it went out. So we paskin, kovsa, ein zokoklo, right? You don't have to, but what if Erev Shabbos? So Chumas Hadeshin in Simkuf Beis was asked this question. Hadakamel of the Hanukkah kovsa, ein zokoklo, im kovsa of Erev Shabbos, kodim kabbal Shabbos, before you accepted Shabbos, right? Shahari tzrichim lidlok mod yom, zokoklo. Before you accept Shabbos, before Shkia, okay? So he says, "Yeah, I still ain't zokoklo. I feel you don't have to. Still not, okay." And ikar ner mitzvah ner Chanukah is by the hadlaka, okay.
You didn't light it for that day, though.
But he says it doesn't matter. He says
Shabbos
we light earlier, and we light and we say the bracha lot in there, Chanukah and so on, even though there's no mitzvah now, because iyav shem b'dinachet. There's no other way to do it. Chazal Misakin 8 days of Hanukkah. They knew one of them Shabbos. So this is that. I had no choice.
What if
you
put in the oil?
Okay. That's something different. That would be no good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean? That's like his inferior.
Here, 1 second. So,
there was never when you lit. The question is it the act of lighting or is it?
Yes, he wants to say
that there's enough. That's
the act of
into
Peshkir. Yeah, have to be able to go into Peshkir.
Half hour Peshkir.
So you lit.
Four tastes, you call that
You lit and it went out because there wasn't enough oil, and it's now 4:10.
Then I would say you have to be lighted. I don't see what after. He's talking about whatever you had him up. So that's the psak of the Tzumas Hadesh and the Kuf base. Okay? And that is how the Shulchan Aruch says. In that same sif.
So even though it Hufra, didn't burn on that day at all.
Right? He said, he paskins, 1 second. He says, again, I'll read again. Halakos mitlichin kovsa. Okay? Vafilu kovsa. Tafresh ayin gimel sif base. Vafilu kovsa be'erb Shabbos. Kodem kabbalah Shabbos. Shadayin hu rod yom. It's still daytime. It's four skier, right? Eino zokoklo. Okay? Eino zokoklo. He says, he passes even on Erev Shabbos. So that's a Shohar passing like that Shumas Hadesh. So we should just be aware, okay? Not everybody, you're objecting to it. Others are supposed to be objecting to it. Okay, they said, what do you mean?
Well, I'm not with the other guy.
Yeah, okay. I understand, but I'm saying that your objection is well taken. Okay, that's how the Mechaber passes like that. I'm sorry, it's not the Mechaber, but the... it's the Mechaber, yeah. He passes this way. But if you look in the what's in the... Again, Tafrei Shain Gimel, yeah. He said, if you look in the Taz, in Sivkot, in the Taz, what is it here? Yeah. He says, Yeshli Malkom Iyamidvar Melo. I don't know, I'm so sure if that's correct. I'd like to investigate that further. He says, he quotes the Tzumas Hadeshen. Okay, he quotes the whole Tzumas Hadeshen, a long piece. Anyway, so... He disagrees. The Taz disagrees. And he's not the only one who disagrees. There's a Sefer, the Magen Avraham. It's got new bays also, at least potentially
you
disagrees.
You have to relight it.
You have to relight it. It's Shabbos, exactly. Okay, and the, so, Taksim Achokas Achronim. Okay, the Matei Moshe, the Talmud of the Marshal, Tov Kuf Pei Vod, right to Morizal, my master, my teacher, that was the Marshal, the student, Polig. After this, and he says, "No, Tzricha Lachzor Hanukkah. You do have to relight it on Friday, okay?" And the question with a bracha or not—that's a further question. And he says, "Not with a bracha." But again, so you have it basically a machlokas. So, and in fact, so I wanted to mention.
Can you be yaitzi the Hanukkah candles without the bracha?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Bracha
on market. Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that. There's actually an interesting thing. Usually, I would assume the bracha is not market. I'm saying this as a side point. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. In his Sefer Moritzi, which we'll see something here in a second, maybe that's why. I'll hold the thought for 1 second. Not much a second. Okay. The Mishabura says that even during the week, it's proper to relight it if it went out. Right? Mishabura Sukkot Chav Zayin. Even Tuesday, if it went out before the half hour, he should relight it. But then he writes in Kol Shekein, right? Certainly Shabbos. The Fratim Nichbe Arab Shabbos, Kodom Kabbalah Shabbos. Now he says, if he was Mekabel Shabbos upon himself, he has someone in the house that didn't, he can tell your friend to do whatever you work out. But he says, certainly you should relight it. But Yaakov Emden even entertains the possibility of
a new bracha.
A bracha. He says, why? This is in Moritzia, it's in the Tafresh Ayin Aleph. He writes, nearly borer, the Chol Hecha Dadain Shos Beyom Lahadlik, Ilab the Kimbal Shabbos, Im Kavsa Zokokla. You do have to relight it. Shabbos is different because you didn't even get into the right zman, like you kept saying. So I'm just pointing out to you, even though the Tzumas Hadesh says one of the Mechaber, a lot of Achorim are not so fast. They're not as convinced about this. And he says, I feel a bracha. And that might be the Shitas. I'll tell you why. This interesting point. He has an interesting point. He says, the bracha is a side issue, but interesting. The brachas on Er Chanukah are different. The brachas, usually brachas on Ma'akev, or for example, Suffolk brachas. Okay, let's say I had to say that on Pesach. Could happen. Everybody's tumbling around. So you wash. You made a motzi. And you forgot to say the bracha alakos matzah. I could definitely see it happening with Seder. No, it's a lot of activity. Running around. So you forget to say a motzi. How much you knew you wash. You know, and they start eating away. I forgot to say alakos matzah. You know what? You yotze the mitzvah alakos matzah 100%. The bracha is not my case. Right? They're supposed to make a bracha. You didn't. The bracha is our bracha. So the truth is, you're going to have more matzah. Anyway, so that's a discussion. Maybe I have to comment. But Lamaisa, it's done already. You know, it's not my case. Not makif. So, but, and Suffolk brachas, we say, well, I'm not sure, I can't remember. They can't brachas. You remember, Suffolk brachas, he wants this Hanukkah, goes back to what I told you before. He says, because, again, in the olden days, people lit candles at night all the time. That's how you saw, right? So what's going to make this stand out to Ner Hanukkah? He said, the bracha. The bracha is what identifies it as Ner Hanukkah. So he says, maybe Suffolk brachas doesn't work by Ner Hanukkah. I mean, we don't pass like that. It's tremendous Kiddush. But it's very fascinating, though.
The candles of Hanukkah, not the same place you put the Shabbos candles.
Yeah, but you're used to thinking of electric lights. But if people had candles, you know, you've seen, you know, old movies with the candles all over the place, right? That's how they saw. So every night of the week, it's on a Tuesday in June or Wednesday in March or whatever, people would light candles because that's how you had to see. So you have to
how
have
do you know do Hanukkah candles or Shabbos candles?
Forget Shabbos. Forget the bracha. Same thing with Shabbos. Bring over Shabbos candles. We, maybe the Svar wouldn't apply nowadays because we don't typically light candles. The only time we light candles is when there's some mitzvah. Right? We typically flip on the switch. But until Thomas Edison, it was a common thing that people light candles. So he said that's right. So that's why you even entertain the bracha. But I just want to bring it over to this discussion. Maybe, that is what the Rashi anticipated before, maybe this whole question about Erev Shabbos revolves around the same issue that the Rachel mentioned, we mentioned before, in terms of the, you know, meaning do you say the original time or not? Okay, maybe it revolves around that question. What is the relighting accomplished? Does the relighting accomplish simply completing the mitzvah, some kind of a hiddush, complete the mitzvah, like pursuing needs or something? Or no, if it went out, the original lighting was undone. So even though normally we say, we paskin, kovsa eino zokoko, okay, we don't have to relight it, but we said that might mean that there's still an inyan to complete it. And we could say that on Shabbos, that's even more of an inyan. On Shabbos, even more of an inyan, because Shabbos, you could even say that even though, again, we just saw some achronim say that on Shabbos, kovsa is yes zokoko. All these achronim say, Shabbos, you got to relight it. But that could be because they hold that the original, if you go back to the same achronim as before, it was, could be that by Shabbos, kovsa is yes zokoko. In a certain sense. And it may revolve around that same question. If you hold that it's just a matter of completing, so then you could say, all right, but do a yotze the first halakha. So kishem that we say kovsa ain zokah the rest of the week, it ain't zokah on Friday either. I lit on Friday, and I had enough oil for the time, and I blew out, and even though it's only 4:10, and I didn't, like, oh, I was on Kabbal Shabbos yet, but I was yotze the mitzvah, and that's it. Kovsa zokah, period. I'm sorry, kovsa ain't zokah. We paskin kovsa ain't zokah. That's it. So there's no reason
even
to distinguish.
Even if it
was a Shabbos, it doesn't matter. At the time I did the mitzvah, I was yotze the mitzvah. Or you could say no. That on Shabbos, the rules are different. Because at that point, you can't the light. And kovsa ain't zokah. On Shabbos, we say kovsa is yotze zokah. Maybe. And then we may roll around the same question. On Maisa, again, I think most people do relight it, even on a weekday, and certainly on Shabbos. Okay, but right before Shabbat, I mean, Amazer writes at the end of the Tshuva, in the top study Zion, he says, "Kevin Ladas Rove Poskim, Afil Bechol, Kol Shemuta Lahadik Biyom Ein Zokuk, Poshuk Lipsuk Tshuva Ladas Rove Shabbat, Al Kol Poshuk Ein Zokuk either." The low Keter result, and he makes it revolve around Kovsa. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we Poskim Kovsa Ein Zokuk, so leave me alone." That's what he says. Including Shabbat, leave me alone. No need to. That's what he says. That's the Tshuva Ladas. That's what the Chaver says. That's it. Why? Because we understand that kovsa ain't zakukor means, like we said before, there's no reason, there's no kiyum, there's no anything, right? They don't have to complete anything. It's done, right? Maybe there's a hither, but in terms of the essential mitzvah of the Hanukkah, we'd say not. That's what I want to say. In other words, so I'm just bringing over the reference. So that hakira could apply to this, and as you said, could be another afkamina. Okay, I wish everybody a frelach and a Hanukkah and a good shot.
Amazing with lighting
candles.
I tell you one thing. I heard this week
Shabbos, Hanukkah, so many.
Oh no, but this.